Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I am recording this on a Sunday morning, which I normally don't record on Sundays because, you know, it's a day of rest and just enjoying the day. But I'm actually having a really good morning, and I was in my yoga class, and, you know, there's always some wonderful affirmations that you're hearing, not just in your head, but from the instructor. And it also came to me that I thought about how often do we share what our affirmations are? How often do we do them? And those that are listening, I'm hoping you happen to have your own affirmations, something that keeps you not just motivated, but grounded and hopefully starting out your day right. I have about 10 to 15 minutes every morning set aside, actually right before I even get out of bed, that I do my affirmations, because it just helps me put myself into a better place. And sometimes it's really hard. In the morning, you're already like a little overwhelmed with the day, and I was just thinking about this past week. It's crazy, but I love crazy work, right? Because one, we're grateful that we have work. and, you know, being able to juggle different roles at, you know, different days. And it just lets me know that I'm doing a good job, because, you know, you're constantly getting hired. But I wanted to do this episode. I didn't even tell Vera, so she's listening to it as she's editing. But an affirmations episode, because obviously you guys have heard Vera and I always talk about mental health, how it correlates with our financial health and our physical well-being as well. And I wanted to share some affirmations that I normally use, because there is moments when I know personally that I'm just kind of, you know, feeling stuck or feeling that I'm just kind of over it. And the fact that we're already at the end of the year is, you know, it's hard to even think of. Sometimes we're like, didn't we just start the year a month ago or two? But obviously the weather's changing. It's starting to feel nicer outside. Like, I love fall. I love fall is one of my favorite seasons. Fall and spring, I think. But it's because it's cool enough to wear a sweater, but not super freezing. And I'm in LA, y'all. So I know, you know, I'm complaining about our weather because it's pretty much paradise all the time. But you know what I mean. You can cozy up with a nice hot cup of coffee or tea. And right now I actually have my lovely tea, a little chamomile, and it's a cute little mug that says, "Be the light that others be the light that helps others shine." If you're watching this, but having something that's going to relax you. You can see my incense burning in the background, right? It's a prosperity lavender incense, and just changes the energy in the room. If you're driving, listening to this, that's fine too. Ideally, you're in a quiet place that you can listen to this. I know my voice isn't the most soothing compared to some amazing podcasts that I listen to with, you know, they're definitely yoga instructors, or they just have this calmness to it. And for me, when I talk, y'all hear me, I am fast talker. And sometimes I'll listen to a podcast thinking, should I put this on 2-speed or 1-speed? And for me, I'm like, people don't need to do 2-speed for me because I already talk fast as it is. But I wanted to slow things down. I wanted to share some of those affirmations because maybe you're feeling some of those feelings that I felt and feel often, but kind of keeps my head a little bit more clarity, gives me a little bit more strength. And when it comes to talking about our wealth and our wellness, it's having all of that in coinciding. So 10 to 15 minutes out of your day can really make the difference when you are trying to do your affirmation. So before I start an affirmation, I love to do a breathing technique that helps me just calm myself. For this purpose, we're just going to take in 3 deep breaths and release. So take it in, we inhale, release, inhale, release. Inhale one more time. Release. My entire studio is quiet, including my dog. If you hear her snoring in the background, it's because she's enjoying the Sunday morning. I left my yoga class just feeling wonderful. Shout out to Tree Yoga people. And I always feel grateful that I have that privilege to do that type of self-care. The fact that I get to be in a room with other people. And if you're listening to this by yourself, surround yourself by beautifulness. If you can be outside, if you can be in your room with the candle lit, change that environment, right? You bring that energy into the flow. And for me, I always start off with saying, I'm grateful that I'm awake, that I've been given another day. I'm grateful that I'm awake and I've been given another day, because we're not always granted that privilege in our age, at any age. You just have no idea. And now that I'm in my early 40s, it's a real reality when you start seeing people your age pass away or their parents are passing away. And we take our health for granted sometimes. Hopefully you're taking care of yourself during this holiday season, but that's one of the things I like to remind myself with. And another one is, I'm always moving in the direction of my purpose. I'm always moving in the direction of my purpose. Another that I like is, everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. And everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. One of the attitudes that I love to think about when it comes to wealth is what I say to myself as well. Like, I create my life. I create the exact amount of money and the financial success that I want. I create my life and I create the exact amount of money that I want to create for financial success in my life. Another one is, I like to think of one thing that I'm thankful for. When you start off the day with gratitude, it just changes your mindset. If you can do five, in my journal, I like to do five a day, in the morning or in the evening, depending on my time. But five a day, what are you grateful for? Are you grateful for a bed, a roof over your head, that hot cup of tea or coffee in the morning? Listening to a podcast, that you have the capability to do this on your commute to work or to the gym or wherever it is that you're going. What am I grateful for? Today, I'm grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for this platform. I'm grateful for Vera. I'm grateful for people that have made our voices heard and have learned something from what we talk about. And I'm grateful for all the people that have been on this podcast, because they've taught us so much and they continue to teach us every time we release an episode. I love also knowing that I can admire other people, and I say that. I admire successful, rich, financially and mentally well people. And let's be real, nobody is all of those, right? There's no such thing as perfection, but we can definitely find some balance in between that. So I like to say I admire people that emulate the success that I want, whether it's in family, in our finances, or just our mental health. So admiring those type of people, and I'm very fortunate that I can say that in my mind every morning. I'm thankful for those people. I get rich doing what I love. I get rich doing what I love. And some of you are thinking, well, maybe I'm on my way to work and it's not really what my purpose is, or I'm not getting rich, or whatever is going through your mind. You have a purpose wherever you are, at work or starting a business or taking a break from work. You are at the right place and you are getting rich for what you're doing. You are in the right place at the right time. And everything will come to you, right? And I think one of the things that I love hearing is, you can have everything, just not all at once. I say it like I love hearing it, but the truth is, I know it's just as frustrating sometimes, that you can have everything, but not all at once. And that's for a good reason, because we're meant to have balance in our lives. And if we were to have everything all at once, we'd be overwhelmed, tired, and exhausted. And at this time of year, I know I am feeling that sometimes, where I'm like, oh my gosh, at the end of the year, I said I was going to do this. So I need it. My deadline's coming up, or December, and you know, taxes and all these things that we start thinking about. But everything will work out. Tell yourself that, because it's true. Everything will work out. Things are always working out for me. Things are always working out for me. I love hearing that one from Abraham Hanks. I listened to some of her affirmations. I've always loved them. And it's true. Everything is always working out for me, even when it feels like they're not. And when I don't understand them, or when I hate it, or when I'm frustrated, or when I'm sad, Everything is always working out for me. Another is, I'm a generous giver and I'm an excellent receiver. I'm a generous giver and I'm an excellent receiver. Oftentimes, you hear people say that rich people are greedy, or I'd rather be poor than rich because that means different problems. And that's not true. If you're a good person, you're going to do good things. For me, the more money I make, the more money I can hire people, the more money I can give away, the more money I can donate, the more energy that I'm putting out into the world. So I want you to remind yourself that you are an excellent receiver and a generous giver. And oftentimes, I know culturally, I've heard it where people are like, oh, you didn't have to, or no, I can't accept that. Then you're robbing that away from that person to giving you something, whether it's their time, their skill, their gift. Accept it gracefully and accept it knowing that, of course, they didn't have to give you that, but they are. I know I feel that way when someone gives me some random little note or a text or a gift or a hug. I feel the same way. They're excellent in giving me what I need at that moment, and I will gladly take it, as I hope always to be able to return the favor. So knowing that you're a generous giver and an excellent receiver is huge. Another one is, my money and my mental health are right. My money and my mental health are right. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Oftentimes we doubt ourselves. I know I do, almost on a daily basis. It could be the imposter syndrome. It could be traumas, whatever it is. But I know it's worth it. I know that I'm worth it. I know that I'm enough. Tell yourself that. I know that I'm enough. I know that I'm enough. When you take that in, knowing that everything that's led up to you to this point, whether you're sitting in a room listening to this, you're at the right place. It's taking you the path that you've always wanted, even if it doesn't feel like it at times. I know I have to have faith. I have faith. I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in a greater being. I believe in a God, that I believe that there's just so much energy around me that has allowed me to accept that from the universe. The universe is always having my back. The universe is always having my back. And I know I wrestle sometimes with this affirmation because it doesn't always turn out the way I planned it, because I'm a planner. I'm a Taurus, not just my last name, right? I'm that type of personality that plans everything. I literally have two calendar, not just digital, but if you guys are looking at this video, I have my planners next to me because that's how I plan out my week. I'm old school. I like to write it. Something about that gratification of checking this off. But because I'm a planner, when things don't come out the way I want them to or planned, it's always a little bit of a challenge. So I have to remind myself that the universe has my back. The universe has my back. Another one is, I'm healthy. I am strong. I am enough. I am healthy. I am strong. I am enough. Another one is, lucrative opportunities always come my way. Lucrative opportunities always come my way. Maybe you're walking across the street and you see a quarter on the floor. I often get 20s on the floor. No joke. It's happened multiple times. I sometimes get a random email or a DM of an opportunity I didn't even know I was seeking. And when it becomes not just about it being a lucrative opportunity, but an opportunity that aligns with what I want, I definitely rejoice in that. And I hope you do too. So knowing that lucrative opportunities are always coming your way. Lucrative opportunities are always coming my way. I hope you take the time to find your favorite affirmations. I might do another one. This is just a spur of the moment recording because, like I said, I was feeling that good energy out of my class. And that's kind of what yoga does. And for those of you who are not familiar with yoga, I've been practicing for a very long time, but I fell off the last few years. And obviously the pandemic, it's not as fun to do yoga on your own at home. which you can, and I recommend doing it as well. But something about being led by an instructor, having live music sometimes, having the energy of a studio makes a difference. But what it is about yoga that I enjoy, it has a lot to do with our lives. There's no such thing as perfect balance. And yoga is about continuous flow. You hold a pose, you hold it as long as you can, then you move on to the next, and you find a flow and you find different sequences. And it's pretty amazing when you see how strong your body is, different parts of it. Or when you are physically hurting from a, you know, an accident or past trauma. I had a horrible hiking, a fall from a hike three years ago, actually. And till this day, it's still really hard for me to hold myself in my right hand because I fractured my hand, and it's fully healed. But, you know, on cold days, I still feel some pain. It's not as strong as it used to. I've lost some of that strength because I was so afraid of breaking it again or fracturing it again. And even my right side of my leg, I used to be a marathon runner too. So that had, you know, running multiple marathons really does have an effect on your legs as you get older. So I have to be more gentle with what I choose as far as physical things. And I've mentioned it many times before, because of my pregnancy losses I've had in the last few years, I have to be very kind to my body. And I hope you are too. I hope that you are not so hard on yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror or are working out and you're like, man, I used to do this, or this used to be so easy for me. And it's funny, the other day we were doing splits in yoga, and it was such a challenge for me. When I remember, I could do a cartwheel and land into a split back then. Yeah, I'm bragging from back then. But now the fact that I was just in this pose and feeling the frustration, the pain, and I'm like, why is this so hard? And when it's out of practice, and when it's injury, when it's all these other reasons, right? But I reminded myself, I'm in a good place. I can physically walk. I'm healthy as can be. Those are real privileges. So if you're listening to this thinking, what am I doing today? Just be thankful that you have your health, that you have another day. You have another day to make a difference and live out your purpose, knowing that you are on the right path. Reach out to us. Let us know what your affirmations are. I would love to hear what wakes you up in the morning or what puts you at bed. Sometimes I do my affirmations in the evening because I feel some anxiety and not knowing why. And just telling myself that everything's going to work out really makes a difference. I love listening to audio, and I should have probably put some like background music, but like I said, this was the spur of the moment. But give yourself that time to do an affirmations. And if you enjoyed some of the ones that I shared, I'd love to share more with you. But I think I will write one out for you guys, so that way you can fully have a full affirmation experience with us. And it's not necessarily what we normally do on the podcast, but I wanted to throw that in there because I want this rest of the year for you to be not only financially fruitful, I want you to make the right money moves. I want you to feel that financial success you wanted and have been working towards. And so making sure you're in the right money place, mental place as well. Like I said, they both correlate, will help you reach those goals. That's what we're here for. And anyways, I'm just grateful for all of you, grateful for this space and this platform. And I hope you all have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a wonderful rest of the year. And you never know, you could be that person making someone else's day a little better by sharing your affirmation with them. So I thank all those that have shared those with their affirmations with myself, because it's really helped me along the way. So to my teachers, to my parents, to my loved ones, to my husband, those things that we need to hear often, we're lucky that we have people around us that do that. And more importantly, that we love ourselves, that we tell ourselves what we need to hear more than anything. So see you on the next one. Bye.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 Minutes, and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.